rap song Carmelina will be. Nah, I don't know.
That'd be good, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of works like a drop. Yeah, I kind of need to be. I mean, see, the thing about that song is I wrote it stupidly. It's a stupid song anyway, but I wrote it stupidly because I guess since 1999 I've recorded everything in E flat. So when you drop tune E flat, it goes to C sharp and makes your life just a living hell. Trying to keep a guitar in tune in C sharp is basically impossible. So yeah, I have to kind of turn it down, and it doesn't pay off. I did the same thing with Truffle Pigs, and that's always just been like a huge hassle as well. Not that I don't like the song or nothing, it's just my own fault. Really, you should line all of you should all line up and just kick me in the ass. See, that would be more of a happening, I think, really, than just watching a show. What happened at the Mac Good Acoustic Show? Nothing. We just lined up and kicked his ass. He didn't play nothing. It's kind of awesome, though.
Best show ever.
Exactly. Best show. That was the best money I ever spent kicking Matt Good's ass. Give a prize out for like the best ass kisser, like a really cheesy fucking trophy with a dude like a pugilist on top of it or something. Sweet. Write all this shit down. Write all this down, man, because I'm gonna forget all of it. Despite the popular belief the Matthew Goodman weren't really friends. Sorry, really, to burst your bubble.
How about now?
Yeah, I know. Probably. You know what, to tell you the truth, I really hope they're all doing awesome. They're all fucking, you know, cool guys and stuff. I just haven't talked to them in 6 years. You know? Which you wouldn't do with someone who's not your friend. You know what I mean? When the band got together, you see, it's a really weird thing, right? Because when the band got together, I was making Last of the Ghetto Astronauts. So, it was my then manager at the time, and he said that it was top 20. In the country. And because Canada only has 8 radio stations, you can get into the top 20 only in the West, right? So like basically every radio station in Alberta and BC was playing the shit out of the song. So we kind of had to come, you know, to some conclusions there with what we were gonna do. And, you know, given that nobody else had anything really going on musically or band that was doing anything, everyone decided, well, I guess we'll do this. So that's kind of how it happened. You know, we weren't all like we didn't hang out and hold hands and shit, really at all. So, and that's how the band ended up with my name, too, because people were going into music stores and asking for Matthew Goodman, and it was all confusing because of the writing, so that's why we changed the cover. And now I stand before you. That's kind of how it happened in Thunder Bay, of all places. I tried to block that part out of my memory. I went crazy on that tour too, because there were 9 of us in a van, and we drove from Vancouver to Halifax, and we played 17 shows in a row, and this one time, we played 3 shows in 24 hours, and it was crazy, but the thing about it is we played 3 shows in 24 hours in Edmonton and Saskatoon. So, and I don't know if you've ever driven between those two, but they're not close to one another. So we got off stage in Edmonton at about 2 a.m., or at least a little bit before 2. I mean, Steve's done all of this, too. I mean, Steve's far more, deserves a medal than I did. But, we got off stage, I guess, at 1:30, so we load the van ourselves, right? And then we drive all night to Saskatoon, where we play at 12 o'clock, opening up for, what was the name of that band? Now it wasn't Aerosmith, man. Things I Do for Money. What band is that? Things I Do for Money, I'll never understand.
Northern Bikes.
Yeah, Northern Bikes. Open for the Northern Bikes. And so we play at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Of course, no one slept. The trick to touring in the old days, a lot of bands now, they just go on TV and win contests, and then they get buses and shit. But the trick in the old days was the bench seat, how you sleep in a bench seat, is you sit in the seat and you pin your legs up against the back of the driver's seat or the passenger seat, and you fall asleep for however long you can fall asleep. The only person that ever did anything disgusting was Jeff, and he would actually brave sleeping on the floor of the van. Really, after a while, you didn't give a shit where you slept as long as you actually did. But then we played later that night at Amigos and then drove overnight to Winnipeg. Played there too. It was awesome. Just truly, truly awesome. To all 8 people in every place, except for the Northern Pikes, and there was like 25. So rewarding. Let's do this rock and roll thing. Dentistry, not so much. I was fucking going somewhere with the store and this place, I forgot.